हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः. सीइंग तैत्रियोपनिषदि कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्यां षष्ठः अनुवाकः. द सिक्स्थ सेक्शन् वी स्टिल् सीइंग दि भाष्यं पार्ट्. लेट् अस् नाट् फर्गेट् శంకర భగవత్పాద ఇస్ అన్ఫోల్డింగ్ ఎక్స్పౌండింగ్ ద త్రీ పాసిబుల్ క్వశ్చన్స్. అథాత్ అథ అనుప్రశ్నాః అథాతోనుప్రశ్నాః. The student had a doubt whether Jnani returns to Brahman after death, whether Ajnani returns to Brahman after death. Vidwan Uta Brahma Eti or not. But the word prashnaha is a plural word. Therefore there must be four questions, at least more than two. So Shankara Bhagavatpada justified the questions asked were only two, but there also mention of the plural word. Therefore he added questions. He presented an implied question whether Brahman exists or not. The doubt came because Brahman is a word implying the abstract subtlest reality, which cannot be known through any pramanam. All six pramanams are there. No pramanam can reveal the existence of Brahman. So Brahman is not available for objectification because Brahman is not even an object. It cannot be perceived. It is not available for thought conception. It cannot be described. Therefore, it is easy to come to the conclusion Brahman does not exist at all. Therefore, he adds this question, Brahman exists or not. Brahma asti uta nasti. So definitely Brahman exists. To say, if understand, if it possible to establish the existence of Brahman, then other two questions also will become answered. So first, he wanted to answer that implied question of Brahman exists or not. And then, we understand again, we saw the mantras where Brahman is, Brahman which exists because Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Already it was mentioned, first section itself, that Brahman is his Atma, and I'm the Brahmatma, the space, etc., has come into existence. When the Brahman, being the cause of the universe, has already been mentioned, still further it is said in the sixth Anuvaka, that Brahman is not, cause means, Brahman is not only the intelligent cause of the universe, the material cause of the universe also is Brahma. That is how, being the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of Jagat, Brahman enjoys the status of being the Lord, the Ishvara. Ishvaratvam, the status of being the Lord of the universe, is because of Brahman being both one inseparable, intelligent and material causes of the universe. So kamayata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idagasarvamasrajata. So we read that sixth Anuvaka already, previous class itself, and we saw how beautifully it has been unfolded. What is the proof for the existence of Brahman? The universe, which is being experienced by us, is the proof for the existence of Brahman. Being the intelligent and material causes of the universe, Brahman is very much in the form of existence of the universe. Being intelligent cause, Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. The material cause, remaining in the existence of the universe, Brahman is non-separate from this universe also. Brahman alone is in the form of this whole universe. It is in this context the doubt came. If Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, then Brahman must be like the clay for the pot, means Brahman must be undergoing some changes, going through some process. Again, it's established, no, Brahman is ever of the chair of changelessness, because Brahman is the Satyam. Sad Eva Satyam. Existence is real, reality. Brahman is the cause, but at the same time, Brahman is not like the other, any cause, doesn't undergo any change, because changelessness is the Swarupam, because timelessness is the Swarupam. And here, next question came, Brahman is not Jadam, not Jadam like a clay, because it is the mantra states what? So kamayata, Brahman desired. So Brahman has this status of being the desirer. Kamayitrutvam is, Brahman has this status of being the desirer. So desire is possible only on the part of a conscious being. An inert thing cannot have a desire. This was the answer given. Desired to create the universe, to become the universe. Saha akamayata bahusyam may become any. May create this universe. Brahman desired, Brahman created this universe. Upanishad says. Therefore, the kamayatrutvam, the status of being the desirer, being there, Brahman is not inert like clay. Brahman is the material cause of the universe. Intelligent cause also is the Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is not inert like any other cause, like a clay. Okay, if Brahman has a status of being the desirer, then if Brahman anavaptakamam, Brahman also has desires. Brahman must be the subject to limitations then. Brahman also must have the problem of, Brahman also must have the problem of inadequacy like human beings. Asmadadivati. Do you remember all this? All read it. I'm just repeating, just remind you where we were. No. Brahman is not anaptakam. Brahman is avaptakam. Why? Because everything is Brahma. the whole being material cause, the whole Jagat is non-separate from Brahma. The whole thing is Brahman, everything that is here is Brahma. There's nothing which is not Brahma. Because of the non-separateness, everything being Brahma, there's nothing lacking on the part of Brahman. Everything, all that's here is Brahma. Again, even though it is said Brahman is Kamayita, Brahman has Kamayitrutam, so Brahman does not require any instrument, anything to know or to fulfill his desires. Everything is Brahma. Nothing which is not Brahman. The Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness. Object is also limitless. Because everything is non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is not inadequate. Brahman does not have the problem of being inadequate. Brahman is not anavaptakamam, is avaptakamam. All that we have seen, remember. Okay. Now we are going to continue with our class today. We know there is no no such a thing called desire. The very phenomenon called desire is possible because of the existence of Brahman. If a Brahma asti, that has been made very clear. And we are going to see the following mantra, following portion. Last part where left the Bhashyam, let me read it here. Sadhanam tara anapekshatvaticha. You have to remember here, hereafter, you have to give me all the reason. Sadhanam tara anapekshatvat, kamayitrutvat. One by one, you have to give all the reasons. I'm going to send here after. Kincha. Brahman also does not have this any requirement. Brahman does not have any requirement. Brahman does not have any dependence upon any other means of acquiring something, attaining something. Nothing is away from Brahman. Kincha yatha anyesham anatma bhutaha dharmadi nimitta apekshaha kamaha. Further, for other beings, human beings, anatma bhutaha, the things are different from other people, other human beings. The human beings look at the world to be different from themselves. Things you become attained all other than themselves, different. Then dharma the nimitta apekshaha. And they're all dependent on attaining, acquiring anything is dependent on the fulfillment of desires, is dependent on the punyam, etc. Dharma the nimitta apekshaha. Kamaha, swa-atma vyatirikta karyakarana sadhanantara apekshaha cha. So they are dependent on many other instruments such as body, mind, and complex, etc., which is other than oneself. Na tatha brahmanaha nimittadi apekshatvam. Brahman does not have any such dependence. Brahman does not have the status of being dependent on punyam, other instruments such as body, mind, complex, etc. Why? Brahman does not require. Kim tarhi swatmanaha ananyaha. Swatmanah ananyah. Our desires, objects of desires, everything is Brahma. Nothing is separate from Brahma, away from Brahma. They are non-separate from Brahma. Why everything is non-separate from Brahma? Intelligent cause is Brahma. Material cause is Brahma. The very Brahmanism of existence of everything. Nothing is away from Brahman. Everything is non-separate from Brahman. This is where we stopped last class. Remember? Exactly, we stopped here. Okay. When you say everything is ananyaha, as nothing is separate from Brahman, means Brahman being both intelligent and material causes of the universe. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanatvatu. I'm just simply saying this. What we understand here, the whole jagat is manifestation of Brahma. The entirety of the cosmos is appearance of Brahma. You say manifestation of Brahma, appearance of Brahma. Brahman alone appears as this universe. Which means, appearing means what? It is jnanam. Entire universe is nothing but knowledge. The Pujya Swamiji used to explain it very beautiful. The whole, when the universe shines, it is nothing but knowledge. Just as the world of opaque things shines in the presence of the light, the entire universe of fivefold objects, the entire universe constituted of fivefold objects, perceptible through fivefold sense organs, obtaining in five different forms, shines in the light of manifest knowledge. The whole jagat shines in the light of knowledge. Only when this manifestation of knowledge, then the whole universe shines. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, the world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. The world is as good as non-existent. It doesn't shine. The world, nothing is created here newly. Light does not create the opaque thing. Light does not create the opaque thing. Light has nothing to do with the opaque thing. Sannidhi matrena. The presence is enough. By its mere presence, it has the glory of bringing the entire world of opaque things to light. That is how light lends existence. Being non-separate, light is also, nothing is away from, light is as the material cause of the inert things also. In the same way here, the whole jagat shines in the light of knowledge. Knowledge does not create anything here. By its mere presence brings the world of inert material things to light. By lends existence to the world of a material thing, inert material objects. That's why we say intelligent cause as well as the material cause. So here I want to stop and make it very clear. The whole jagat is non-separate from Brahma. Means the whole jagat is appearance of Brahma, manifestation of knowledge. How do we say the whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge? Which is manifestation of the knowledge means manifestation of the power, knowing power of reality. The knowing power, jnana shakti, jnanam, knowing is the swarupa of the reality. Knowledge is the swarupa of the reality. And the swarupa means what? Shakti also. This abstract formless reality is endowed with the knowing power. The knowing power is what? Omnipotency. Omnipotency. Sarva Shakti. This knowing power of the reality. Reality knows. is because it's swarupam, not an action. It is endowed with this power, just as fire is endowed with the burning power, just as sun is endowed with the illumining power, the capacity to illumine. So also here this abstract formless reality, which we arrive at as our own swarupam, which is said to be the only truth of the whole cosmos, is also endowed with this knowing power. We are said to be omnipotency. And is knowing the power is unmanifest, is given the name Ajnanam, Avidya, Maya, Pradhanam, Prakritihi, Avyakritihi, Avyakta Shaktihi. Avyaktam, Avyakritihi, Pradhanam, Prakritihi, Maya, Avidya, Ajnanam. 7 words I have mentioned. All the different words used to mean this unmanifest, inexplicable power of the reality, Brahma Shakti. And the Shakti unmanifest is this name, is known by these 7 words. The Brahman manifest is what? This power manifest is, this Brahma Shakti manifest is Jnanam, Vyakritihi, Vyakta Shaktihi. Power manifest is called knowledge. That's why every time I say this, without feeling tired, of without being bored, but repeating, I say, even I not minding, even if you feel bored, power of reality manifest is Jnanam, power of reality unmanifest is Ajnanam. Ignorance and the knowledge are two different words, two different names given to the one and the only power of reality. In two different conditions, manifest is Jnanam, unmanifest is Ajnanam. Manifest is Vyakta Shaktihi, unmanifest is Avyakta Shaktihi. Manifest power is Vyakrita Shaktihi, unmanifest power is Avyakrita Shaktihi, undifferentiated power. Unmanifest is undifferentiated, unmanifest power. Whereas manifest is differentiated, manifest power is knowledge, Jnanam. When the power of reality is manifest, in the light of manifestation of knowledge, the entire world of inert material forms, names and functions experienced in 5 different forms through 5 different sense organs shines, the world shines. This is how Jagat, Jnanam. And as we say, Jnanam or Ajnanam, listen to me now. When there is Ajnanam, when there is a total ignorance, when there is no knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world, there is total ignorance. This total ignorance, which we can experience in deep sleep state, is the ignorance experienced at the individual level. Ignorance that the total level is given the name Maya. The whole Jagat remains unmanifest as Maya. The whole Jagat manifest is what? The power manifest is this universe. The power manifest is universe. Power unmanifest is Maya. Power manifest is the universe. Unmanifest is Maya. Which means the unmanifest power or the manifest universe. Ignorance and knowledge, unmanifest Maya or the Jagat does not exist independently outside of Brahma. Non-separate. The unmanifest power Maya or total ignorance is non-separate from Brahma. Manifest also is non-separate from Brahma. So Jagat, whether the universe exists in unmanifest form as Maya, non-separate from Brahma. The universe exists as manifest knowledge, also is non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, the non-separate means what? The whole Jagat is Brahma. The whole Jagat is Brahma. This is the purpose of discussing the creation. How gradually you are helped to understand this fact, whole Jagat is Brahma, and what form does Brahman obtain in this world? Brahman obtains in the form of very existence of the whole. Brahman is in the form of existence. And all the forms, names, and functions, nama, rupa, karmani, which constitute the Jagat, enjoy existence. The existence is Brahma. Existence without the nama, rupa, karma is what? Pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness. So knowledge is existence, existence is Brahma. This which we should remember here before we enter into the next part of the Bhashyam. Until now, it was only grinding of the already ground. Okay? Now I go, we'll get us go to the new class. This is how Srishtihi, creation. Now what is creation? Creation is nothing but manifestation of the knowing power, omnipotency of Brahma. Omnipotency, manifestation of omnipotency of Brahman is creation. And the universe becoming unmanifest is dissolution. There's no destruction. Pralayaha. What is Srishtihi? What is Pralayaha? The power becomes manifest as the universe is Srishtihi. The power becomes unmanifest as Maya. The universe remains unmanifest as Maya. That is Pralayaha. This is what is Srishtihi and Pralayaha. There is no real creation. There is no real destruction of anything here. So unmanifest universe, becoming manifest is creation. The manifest universe becoming unmanifest as Maya is dissolution. There's no destruction at all. There's no, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Whether manifest or unmanifest, the universe doesn't exist independently outside of Brahma. Nothing is ever separate from Brahma. That Brahma, Tamasi, you are going to understand later on. Okay. Let's go to the next part of the Bhashyam. Tad etadah. So, the topic of creation. Now, it begins. The topic of creation begins. Until now, what we have seen is an introduction to the topic of creation. Srishti prakriyayaha upodghataha. It is not in Sanskritam there, I'm just telling. Okay. Until now, what we have seen is the introduction to this topic of creation. Only now the topic of creation actually begins. Srishtehe arambha. Now comes, okay. How? Tad yetadaha. Tad etadaha. Upanishad. Upanishad now brings to light the teaching in the form of the discussion on the topic of creation. So kamayata saha akamayata. Are you all with me? Saha akamayata. Why saha? Brahman is a neuter gender word. Nakarantaha napumsakalingaha Brahman shabdaha. But why masculine gender word is used? Saha. Because already we were taught that Brahman, the truth of the universe, infinite reality, being available for recognition as nearest self, as one's own self, implied by the term Atma. Brahman is Atma, Atma is Brahma. There was Saha, means Saha Atma Akamayata. This Atma, which is that Brahman, desired. Brahma Atma desired. Saha Atma. Which Atma? Yasmat Akashaha Sambhutaha. That Brahma Atma, which was mentioned earlier, from whom this space has originated. That Brahmatma, Saha Atma, Yasmat Akashaha Sambhutaha. That same Brahmat, absolute reality, ultimate truth, Brahman, also implied by the term Atma, arrived as the nearest self, as one's own Swarupam, from that Atma, from which the space has come into existence. Yasmat Akasha Sambhutaha. That Brahmatma Akamayata. Which Brahmatma Akamayata? That same Brahmatma. How many Brahma? Only Brahmatma. The Brahmatma desired Akamayata. Kamitavan. Katham Kamitavan. Katham Kamitavan. How? Kim kamitavan, katham kamitavan. How did that Brahmatma desire? Bahusyam, bahusyam, prajayeti. Bahusyam means what? Prabhutam syam. Bahu means prabhutam, many. Prabhutam in some other context also means abundance. Prabhutam means abundance, but here Prabhutam means not the quantity, but quality, the number. Bahusyam. So may I expand abundantly, may become many. Bahusyam means bahu bhaveyam. Syam is equal to bhaveyam. See, kindergarten grammar class also is happening. Syam, bhaveyam, may I become many. This is what Brahman desired. Okay. Now, Brahman, even the Brahman desired means what? The very possibility of desiring is because of the existence of Brahman. So already we explained. So Brahman becoming many does not mean Brahman has to undergo any changes. Becoming one, becoming many means either there must be multiplication, there must be division, or there must be addition, some subtraction. Nothing happens. No mathematical correct and possible here, no change. Okay? Division, multiplication, addition, all these imply changes. Brahman is ever of the of changelessness. So retaining its swarupam of changelessness, without undergoing any change, retaining its nature of jnanam, Brahman becomes many. How? As though many. Not really. As though many. How becoming many is like one space as though becoming many. Yatha akashaha. This is the traditional example. Everywhere you find space is one, space is undivided, space is indivisible, space is partless, one undivided, indivisible, partless space becomes as though many. In keeping with the number of enclosures, different types of enclosures, just as one space becomes part space, kitchen space, bathroom space, etc. So here also one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, this reality Brahman also becomes as though many. In keeping a number of enclosure like body, mind, sense complexes, keeping number of the objects here. So it's the question is asked now. Katham ekasya arthantara ananupraveshaha bahuttam syat. Katham ekasya arthantara anupraveshaha bahuttam syat iti uchyate prajayeya utpadyeya. So now it's going to explain here. Katam ekasya arthantra ananupraveshaha. Ananupraveshaha means, anupravesha means entry. Arthantra ananupraveshaha, non-entry into other object. How is it said to be becoming many? Bahuttum syat. Which means, katam, how, ekasya arthantara ananupraveshaha, how non-entry of one Brahman, non-entry of one Brahman contribute for having the status of becoming many? Because Brahman is ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore what? Nothing can come out of Brahman. If Brahman is Jagat Karanam, nothing can come outside, nothing can come into existence from anywhere else other than Brahma. If nothing can come into existence other than Brahma, everything has to come into existence only from Brahma. And still, Brahman cannot enter into anything else also. So, katam arthantara ananupraveshaha. So, Brahman cannot enter into anything else also. Because Brahman, nothing is away from Brahman, separate from Brahman. Therefore, when there is no ananupravesha, when there is no possibility of entering into anything else, how can Brahman have become many? Iti uchyate, how can one Brahman, without undergoing any changes, without entering into anything else also, become many? Simple answer. What is answer? Space does not need to enter into pot, enter into rooms, enter into anything else, because everything else, all correct countless number of enclosures exist in space. The same way here, without entering into anything, remaining as it is, space becomes as though many. The same way here, Bahutvam Syat, for this question, answer is given. Katham Ekasya Arthantara Ananupraveshe Bahutvam Syat. How can there be plurality or manyness, becoming many possible without having any entry into anything else? For Brahman, so that is that if that such a question comes, the answer is given here. What's the answer? We'll see here. Prajayeya, prajayeya, utpadyeya. Prajayeya is a verb you find in the Upanishad, and Shankaracharya's meaning is what? Utpadyeya. Prajayeya is equal to utpadyeya. So here, nahi putra utpatya iva arthantara vishayam bahubhavanam. So Brahman's becoming many is not like parents, no, multiplying themselves in the form of having the children, progeny. Putra utpatya iva, putra utpatya iva arthantara vishayam na nahi bahuvachanam, na bahuvachanam, bahubhavanam. Bahubhavanam means what? Becoming many of Brahman is not like the parents becoming many through having progeny. Putra utpatya, but through the production of their progeny, sons, etc., the parents becoming many is not like that. Putra utpatya iva arthantara vishayam nahi bahubhavanam. See, when the parents become parents, when they have progeny, the children become different from themselves. When the children are other than themselves, outside of themselves, arthantara vishayam. Whereas when Brahman becomes many, means it's not like that. Brahman, like when space becomes many pot spaces, like pot spaces, room spaces, etc., that is as though becoming many. There's no really becoming many, because nothing is separate from space. In the same way, when Brahman becomes many, it is as though becoming many. So, arthantara vishayam, putra utpatya arthantara vishayam bahubhavanam. Not like that. Nahi putra utpatya iva. Arthantara vishayam is not like parents becoming many by having progeny and who are away other than themselves. So here, without undergoing any change, remaining as it is, as though becoming many. Let me explain further here. Oh, it is not so. Katham tarhi? Katham tarhi? How? How one Brahman, without undergoing any change, retaining its nature, how does it become many? As the become many. The explanation is given. Atmasthana abhivyakta namarupa abhivyaktya. This is now the Srishti is explained. how does one Brahman, without undergoing any change, without having anything outside of itself, other than itself, how does it become any then? Isn't it? Look at this. There's no creation. There's only manifestation. So Shankara Bhagavatam's beautiful sentence. Atmasthana Abhivyakta Namarupa Abhivyaktya. See, Abhivyaktya, through the manifestation of forms and names which remain unmanifest in itself. Atmasthanam. See, Atmasthanam means what? In Brahman, all the forms, names and functions, the entire universe constituted of this countless number of forms, names and functions remain unmanifested. See, Atmasthana. Abhivyakta Atmasthana. You can say, we had to do two different ways. Atmastha Anabhivyakta. But because the Na is there, you can say Atmastha Anabhivyakta, you can say, or Atmastha Na Abhivyakta. Namarupa Abhivyaktya. Abhivyaktihi, please make a note, Abhivyaktihi means manifestation. Abhivyaktya, through the manifestation of all forms and names which remain unmanifest in Brahman, Brahmatma. So Brahman, through the manifestation of unmanifest forms, names and functions in itself, Brahman becomes as though many, just by bringing into manifestation, not by creating, not by dividing, not by multiplying, not like parents become many, okay, bringing the children into outside, not like that. Simply by bringing the unmanifest forms and names which remain in Brahman, Atmasthana Abhivyakta. You can say two ways, okay? Atmasthana Abhivyakta. Atmasthana Abhivyakta. Na Abhivyakta must be Anabhivyakta. Understand now? Atmastha Anabhivyakta. Atmastha Na Abhivyakta Namarupa Abhivyaktya. Through the manifestation of forms and names which remain unmanifest in itself, Brahman becomes as though many. Everything remains unmanifest in Brahman already. The countless number of forms and names which remain unmanifest in Brahman already. What is the place? Kim sthanam? Brahmatma is the sthanam. Sthanam means what? Do not think of any location here. Everything remains in Brahman as Maya, as unmanifest power. That is why Atmastha Na Abhivyakta Namarupa Abhivyaktya. Through the manifestation of forms and names which remain unmanifest in itself, Brahman becomes as though many. Nothing is newly created. The world of plurality of forms and names, we had in function also forms, names and function, which remained as Maya in Brahman inseparably, as the very inexplicable power. When Brahman brings the power into manifestation, That is why magic. The Brahman brings the knowing power into manifestation. Then the whole world of forms, names and functions shines. Understand? Very beautiful. Yada. So this bringing the unmanifest forms and names and functions, bring the unmanifest forms and names into manifestation is what? Srishtihi. This is what is creation. Atmastha. Na abhivyakta. Anabhivyakta. Na abhivyakta is equal to anabhivyakta. There's no anabhivyakta. You don't go and search for it. You have to understand. Na anabhivyakta. Nama rupa abhivyaktya. Bahu bhavanam. Okay, next. Yada. Once you read, you need not go back and study. The class itself should become very clear. Then it should not be any more confusion. Yada atmasthe anabhivyakte namarupe vyakriyete. See, atmasthe anabhivyakte namarupe. See, nama rupam, namancha, say, namacha rupancha, namacha rupancha namarupe, dual. When the form and name, form and name, when form and name, which are unmanifest, obtaining in Brahman. Atmastham, see, atmastham nama, atmastham rupam. Atmastham nama, atmastham rupam. Atmastha nama rupe. Understand now? When the form and name obtaining in Brahman, kutra tishtati, kutra asti, atmani tishtati, atmastham. This abstract, formless reality, inexplicable, subtlest reality, in this reality, impravacham atma alone, all forms and names remain. How? Atmasthe anabhivyakte namarupe. So the unmanifest form and name obtaining in Brahman, yada vyakriyete, when become differentiated, when the form and name obtaining in Brahman, obtaining in Brahman, in unmanifest, the unmanifest form and name obtaining in Brahman, when becomes differentiated, vyakriyete. Vyakriyete, when becomes differentiated. It's a dual verb, all in dual. Do you see now? You can make it plural sentence also. When the unmanifested forms and names obtaining in Brahman become manifest, become differentiated. Tada. Then, nama rupe atma swarupa aparityagena eva. Then, atma swarupa aparityagena eva. Without undergoing any change, retaining its nature of changelessness. Okay? Atma swarupa aparityagena. Without giving up its own intrinsic nature. Atma swarupa aparityaga. See, when a cause becomes in effect, it always undergoes a change. Whereas Brahman, retaining its nature as it is, without giving up its intrinsic nature, nature of Brahman, Atma swarupa aparityagena eva brahmanaha apravibhakta deshakale. Again, apravibhakta deshakale. So time and space also, deshascha kalascha deshakale. Time and space which remain unmanifest in Brahman. Apravibhakta, pravibhakta again means vyakta, manifest. Aprabhibhakta, unmanifest. Unmanifest time and space. Sarva avasthasu vyakriyete. Time and space, see, very important. Time and space also, which remain unmanifest in Brahman, become manifest. So time and space also remain unmanifest in Brahman. When in form, all forms, names, which remain unmanifest in Brahman, become brought into manifestation, become manifest. The time and space which obtain in Brahman also, the time and space which remain unmanifest in Brahman also become manifested. So time and space also brought into manifestation become differentiated as time and space only when the forms and names are brought into manifestation. Apravibhakta deshakale sarva avasthasu vyakriyete. So, sarva avasthasu vyakriyete. So, the time and space also remain manifest in Brahman. The time and space obtaining in Brahman in unmanifest condition alone become manifest at the time of manifestation of forms, names and functions. It means what? Sarvasu avasthasu, sarva avasthasu. So the entity of the universe becomes differentiated in all conditions. In all conditions, in all stages, the entity of the world of plurality becomes manifest. Is brought into manifestation. So exactly when the forms, unmanifest forms and names obtaining in Brahman becomes manifest, exactly it is, that is the time and space also become manifest. So what? Time also is relative, space is relative. This is the concept of time and space with reference to Shastram. How? What is the time? So what? Relative. What about space? Relative. Nothing is absolute here. Time is not absolute. It took very long for physicists to arrive at this fact, that time is relative. Shastram says, Kalasyapi, na? Kalaha api avyaktaha, avyakta rupena asit, desha api avyakta rupena asit. What about time and space? Time also was unmanifest, space also was unmanifest. And in Brahman, atmastaha kalaha, atmastaha deshaha, atmastha kala deshe, anabhivyakte kala deshe, apravibhakte. See, pravibhakte. Vyaktam, vyaktam means the same. Okay. Vibhaktam means what? Differentiated. Apravibhaktam means undifferentiated. Time and space also remained undifferentiated in Brahman before the manifestation of forms and names. When the forms and names become manifest, were brought into manifestation, time and space also became manifest. So now this is the process of creation. What is process of creation? Unmanifest becoming manifest is creation. There is no creation at all, really. Okay. Apravibhakta deshakale sarvavasthasu sarvasu avasthasu sarvavasthasu vyakriyete tada tannamarupa vyakaranam brahmanaha bahubhavanam. Beautiful. Brahmanaha bahubhavanam kim? Bahubhavanam katham? How does Brahman's becoming many happen? What is it meant by saying Brahman becoming many? Brahmanaha bahubhavanam kim? The question is asked, tannamarupa vyakaranam. Vyakaranam means what? Differentiation of forms and names. Differentiation of undifferentiated forms and names. The manifestation and differentiation of forms and names. Unmanifested, undifferentiated forms and names is becoming many. Is it clear? Pujya Swamiji used to give this example. When the vegetable vendor, I don't know whether you know this. In India, vegetable vendors, they go to the markets because Sunday. Okay, weekly market we have. Sunday market, how you have Sunday market. The person takes the big bundle of, actually farmer, when he takes from his house, he'll put all the vegetables in one big cloth and tie it. There's a big bundle, okay? One big bundle of aubergine or okra, he takes the market. And it's all one big bundle. And he goes to the shop market there and he ties the knot and he spreads them out. It's called one bundle becoming many. Here, don't take it, but Brahman does it. But what I'm saying, when everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated, as one, it is Maya. And where does Maya exist? Brahmanaha avyatirikta. Non-separate from Brahman. When that Maya becomes manifested, means what? Undifferentiated, unmanifested forms and names along with the time and space, becoming manifested is Bahubhavanam. Vyakaranam. Vyakaranam means grammar, but here Vyakaranam means differentiation. In language, you are able to differentiating the verb and noun, adjective, adverb, is it? Differentiation of words is Vyakaranam. Differentiation of sentences, differentiation sentences is Vyakaranam, grammar. That's why grammar is called Vyakaranam in Sanskrit. So here, differentiation, unmanifested, undifferentiated, forms, names and functions, along with time and space, becoming differentiated, becoming manifest is becoming many, which is said to be creation. The Namarupa Vyakaranam Brahmanaha Bahubhavanam. Na anyatha niravayavasya brahmanaha bahutvapatti upapadyate alpatvamva. Therefore, other than this, na anyatha, there's no other way of Brahman becoming many. Brahmanaha bahutvapatti upapadyate. It is not possible on the part of Brahman becoming many. Brahman, which is absolutely formless, limbless. Niravayavasya brahmanaha. Brahman is niravayavam. Brahman is partless. One indivisible, undivided, partless reality, Brahman. Becoming many is not possible otherwise. Brahmanaha bahutva apattihi anyatha na upapadyate. Bahutva apattihi means what? Becoming many. Bahutva apattihi means bahubhavanam. Bahubhavanam is equal to bahutva apattihi. Bahutva apattihi, Brahman becoming many. Brahman's having the status of becoming many is not possible for Brahman. Okay. Brahman is partless. Niravayavasya brahmanaha. Bahutvapattihi anyatha na upapadyate. It is impossible otherwise becoming many, on the part of partless Brahman. So becoming many is just bringing the unmanifest, undifferentiated forms and names obtaining within the realm of time and space, including time and space, into differentiation, manifestation. So becoming many is not possible. Brahman cannot have the status of becoming many tiny ones also. Bahutvam, alpatvam, both are not possible. Bahutvam means having the status of becoming many. Alpatvam, having the status of becoming tiny things. Nothing is possible. So becoming many is not many, or becoming small ones also is not such a huge, infinite reality, Brahman, becoming small, small things. One infinite space, undivided, indivisible, partless whole space, becoming kitchen space, bathroom space. It's called alpatvam. Understand? Becoming small. See, similarly here, this infinite reality Brahman, Brahman which is ever of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless, one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole consciousness, existence, becoming many small things. And becoming many is not at all possible other than bringing the unmanifest into manifestation. Is it clear? Na anyatha niravayavasya brahmanaha bahutvapattihi upapadyate. Put in the right sentence, how do you say? Niravayavasya brahmanaha bahutvapattihi anyatha na upapad. Bahutvapattihi alpatvapattihi va anyatha na upapadyate. An example is given. What is the best example? The only example, Shankar Bhagavatpada gives example in all the Upanishads. In Mandukya, in every Upanishad, in his commentary, he gives example, space, Akasha is the only relevant, best example. Even though space does not, space is only inert material product. Space is also one of the elements, but still nearest example available is space. Why? Because of the common features. Why space is, use example here, because space is one, space is indivisible, space is undivided, space is sparkless, and space is untainted, untouched by things existing in space. Space is all pervasive, relatively. So because of the common features there, space is taken as an example. Yatha akashasya alpatvam bahutvam cha vastvantara kritameva. Vastvantara kritam. Vastvantara kritam means akashasya, the plurality, as though plurality of space, and as though manyness of space, and as though smallness of space, isn't it, etc., is caused by the enclosures which exist in space. Vastvantara kritam means other objects which exist in space. Space by itself, from the standpoint of space, space is always but one, indivisible, undivided, partless. But still, the one indivisible, undivided, partless space alone appears to be many spaces, as needle space, needle hole space, bathroom space, kitchen space, puja room space, God in space, etc. So also, then small room space, big room space, etc. So also here, Akashasya alpatvam bahutvam cha vastvantarakritam, caused by other objects which exist in space. Vastvantarakritam. Alpatvam bahutvam, plurality of, as though plurality spaces, alpatvam smallness of space or manyness of space is caused by objects exist in space, other objects which other than space, which exist in space, which are non-separate from space. Vastvantara kritam alpatvam, vastvantara kritam bahutvam, akashasya. Swayam akashasya bahutvam nasti, alpatvam nasti. Space by itself does not have, there's no plurality. There's no becoming small and many on the part of space at all. This is an appearance caused by the plurality of spaces, plurality of or smallness of space, etc. is caused by objects other than space which exist in space. Is it clear? In the same way here, the countless number of beings, the countless number of forms, names and functions which exist in this infinite reality, consciousness, existence, the one indivisible, undivided, partless, conscious, whole, the consciousness, existence also, appears to have become many. Ataha, tadvarena eva atma bahu bhavati, tadvarena eva atma bahu bhavati. Ataha, tadvarena eva atma bahu bhavati. Atma katam bahu bhavati, tadvarena eva. The same way, tadvarena means what? In the same way, tadvarenaiva, ataha tadvarenaiva, atma bahubhavati. Atma does not really become any. Atma becomes as though many only through those many countless number of forms, names and functions which exist in Atma and which are those objects which exist in Atma get the qualification of Upadhi. Upadhi. All the objects are said to be Upadayaha. Every body, mind and complex is an Upadhi for the Atma. Any tree and any living thing, non-living thing, everything exists in here, everything exists in the universe is Upadhi, Atma Upadhi. The plurality of forms, names and functions which are said to be Upadhis and make this Brahman as though, makes Brahman appear as though many. Yatha akashasya alpatvam bahutvam cha vastvantara kritameva. In the same way, upadhi kritameva bahutvam. Brahmanaha bahutvam bahubhavanam. Brahman becoming many or appearing as to be many is purely because of the countless number of upadhis in terms of forms and names existing in Brahman. Tadvarena e ataha tadvarena eva atma bahu bhavati. So, question is tomorrow. Okay? In this paragraph, what we read today, everything is clear? Only one place, a small confusion you may have. Usually, abhivyakta, vyakta, abhivyakta mean the same. Abhi is a prefix. See, vyakta, make note. Vyakta, manifest. What's the opposite of it? Avyakta. Vyakta, avyakta. Manifest, unmanifest. Okay. Now, abhivyakta. Abhi is a prefix, same meaning. Vyakta, abhivyakta mean the same, manifest. Now, avyakta, what opposite of abhivyakta? Anabhivyakta. Vyakta, avyakta, abhivyakta, anabhivyakta. See, three different words, same with the prefix, same meaning, same word with the prefix. And in the place of anabhivyakta, one place, instead of writing anabhivyakta, he says, na abhivyakta comes. That's why we have to make it very clear. It must not have any doubts there. So, vibhakta, see, bhakta, with the prefix vi, vibhakta means divided, differentiated. Vibhakta, divided, differentiated. Pravibhakta, same meaning. Pravibhakta, vibhakta, pravibhakta with the prefix same meaning. Pravibhakta, divided, differentiated. Okay. Apravibhakta, undifferentiated. Same meaning. Vyakrita, differentiated. Avyakrita, undifferentiated. Is it clear now? So what is said here? The Brahman is ever of the nature of changelessness. So reality is ever of the nature of changelessness. And then consciousness, reality is ever of the nature of consciousness existence. This reality obtaining in the form of consciousness existence is ever of the nature of changelessness, doesn't undergo any change. So without undergoing any change, bringing the already existing unmanifested, undifferentiated forms and names, including time and space, into manifestation is as though becoming many. And as though becoming many is Srishtihi. One becoming many is creation. One as though becoming many is Srishtihi, creation. And one as though becoming many is actually bringing the unmanifested, undifferentiated forms and names, including time and space, into manifestation, and differentiation is creation. Example, space. Even the space appears to have become small and many, but still it's only appearance. This Bahubhavanam is caused by what? The seeming division on the part of space is caused by the countless number of enclosures which exist in space. In the same way, Atmastha Namarupe, Avyakrite Namarupe. All these forms and functions which exist in Brahman in the form of Maya, becoming manifest alone, differentiated alone, is what? As though Brahman becoming many and small. Bahutvam alpatvancha, as though becoming. Why as though? Because no change really happens. So swarupa aparityagena. A swarupa aparityagaha, non-giving up of its nature. స్వరూప అపరిత్యాగ ఇస్ దేర్. స్వరూప పరిత్యాగ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. బ్రహ్మన్ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ అప్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్, రిటైన్స్ ఇట్స్ స్వరూపం వితౌట్ అండర్గో ఎనీ చేంజ్. ఇట్ అప్యర్స్ యాస్ దో మెనీ. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.